Most immigrants to this country are young and of working age, but in recent years, more elderly immigrants in their 60s, 70s, and even older have been coming to the U.S. More than 100,000 elderly immigrants come here each year, and for many of them, life hasn't turned out the way they had hoped. Reporter Lonnie Shavelson brings us this story about a new program in Fremont, California, designed to help elderly immigrants adjust to life in the U.S.
In a tiny walk-up apartment crowded with Indian immigrants, 75-year-old Hardev Singh adjusts the volume of a Sikh prayer that plays constantly from a boombox. He says he moved to the U.S. to be with his daughter and her family.
So his daughter actually invited him and petitioned for him to come over here so they will stay together as a family.
But what Singh found here was a family under stress. His daughter and her husband worked the night shift at a medical supply factory. His adolescent grandchildren lived a lifestyle he describes kindly as unfamiliar. There wasn't enough room in the house. Singh had to move to this crowded apartment across town.
He said his feelings were very hurt, but after some time, you adjust with the time.
The translator is Kashmir Shahi, a 42-year-old software engineer from India's Punjab. He's one of 30 volunteers recently trained by the city of Fremont to work with elderly immigrants.
I feel like, it is really a shame for the family. They promised them and they promised the system here like they will take care of them, and they are not doing that.
It's not neglect, says Marianne Mendall, Fremont's administrator of aging and family services, but the reality of life in the United States. Parents and grandparents who come here expecting to join an extended family, like in the old country, can be bewildered by what they find.
Husband and wife are working, children are in school, the neighborhood's deserted, they're home alone.
Mendel says the desperate situation of many senior immigrants became clear to her at a meeting last year.
And it was very quiet, and then one senior spoke up and said, "We feel like we are parasites on our children. We depend upon them for money, for shelter, and for socialization. And we're all depressed."
So Fremont started the Community Ambassador Program for seniors and held 14 focus groups in 9 languages to find out what elderly immigrants need to adjust to life here. At a meeting at a Sikh temple, the seniors had numerous questions.
Do you have any facility or subsidy for learning, driving for the seniors?
Regarding the survival benefit, how many years he should have contributed or worked in this country?
Is there any cash aid or grant under this program?
The ambassadors now help the elderly immigrants with housing, medical care, legal aid, family counseling, and simple but crucial skills like getting around on buses. They say all of that is helping decrease the seniors' isolation and depression. More difficult to remedy, though, is the fact that in the United States, the larger society does not value being old. Marita Grutzen, deputy director of Stanford's Geriatric Education Center, explains.
They go out and they're not respected or welcomed in the way they were in their country. And so it's 100 little ways where they experience a great loss.
Before he left India, Hardev Singh was fully retired after a long military career. Now, in the crowded apartment here at 75, he's preparing to leave for the job he needs to get by. The graveyard shift at a local gas station. Shahi is also here. He's enrolled Singh in Medicare, put him in touch with other senior Indian immigrants, and he's working on getting him less crowded housing. But Shahi says his very presence as an ambassador from Fremont to the seniors has helped Singh the most, showing that he's valued here in the U.S.
In the real sense, I think I offered him a comfort where he can enjoy his life.
For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.